During our last episode, we introduced the steps through which an analog measurement is converted to binary. Simply put, we are mapping a sequence of binary integers to a range of analog values. To do this, we need three things: the bottom and the top of the analog range we want to represent, and the number of bits we're going to use to digitally represent the analog value, also referred to as bit depth. Although we covered a lot in that discussion, there were two elements of our system that were overlooked. The first is a device called a sensor. The sensor converts a physical phenomenon, such as temperature, sound waves, or force, into an electrical signal. Typically, this electrical signal is a voltage. If you're not familiar with voltage, think of it as the pressure behind electrons in a conductor. The stronger the pressure, the higher the voltage. No pressure, no voltage. This voltage is sent to the second piece that was missing from our discussion, a device called an analog-to-digital converter, or ADC. The ADC is what maps the voltage level to an integer. Is this a bit much to take in? Well, maybe. But as programmers, our responsibility is to interpret the integer sent to us from the ADC. So let's take a look at that conversion process with a couple of real-world examples. In episode 1.4, we introduced the Arduino line of low-cost circuit boards used by anyone who wants to create a programmable device that interacts with users and the environment. In that episode, we showed how a simple function called AnalogWrite could be used to generate an analog output by adjusting the duty cycle of a series of digital pulses. Now let's see how the Arduino reads analog values. The typical Arduino board has a set of conductive pins along the edge of the board, some of which can be used as analog inputs. An onboard ADC will provide programmers with the digital value present at an analog input. So how do we access this ADC? As with the analog output, we need to use a couple of software functions. First, let's take a look at the Arduino function AnalogReference. This function is used to identify the voltage level that will be used to represent the upper limit of our analog range. In other words, the voltage level that will be mapped to the binary value of all ones. By default, the voltage level used to power the Arduino board itself is used as the upper voltage level. Using the AnalogReference function, however, we can change the level used as the upper limit to an internal voltage of 1.1 volts or 2.56 volts. If you want to have more control over this circuit, you can connect an external voltage ranging from 0 to 5 volts and set that as your maximum voltage. Whichever limit you choose, remember that any voltage equal to or greater than the one you select will be converted by the ADC to a digital value of all ones. So what is the minimum value? In other words, the voltage that will be represented by the binary value of all zeros. Well, the typical Arduino is hardwired to use 0 volts as the lower limit. Okay, so that takes care of two of the three things we need. What about bit depth? How many bits will we use to represent our analog value? Most Arduino boards fix their bit depth to 10 bits. That means that the values read from the ADC can take on 1 of 2 to the 10th or 1024 different values. Some versions of the Arduino, however, allow programmers to modify the bit depth using the function AnalogReadResolution. These boards have a 12-bit ADC, which means they are capable of dividing the analog range into 2 to the 12th or 4096 different levels. The parameter sent to the function AnalogReadResolution must be an integer between 1 and 32. This will tell the ADC how many bits to return for each analog measurement. Lastly, the function AnalogRead is used to capture an integer value from the ADC with the correct bit depth. To show how AnalogRead is used, let's take a look at a couple of examples. Certain types of game controller joysticks have connections for two analog signals, one that identifies the position of the joystick in the X direction and one that identifies its position in the Y direction. That means our code will be reading two different digital values from two analog input pins. Let's assume that the joystick pin with the analog level for the X direction is connected to pin A0 on the Arduino, and the pin with the analog level for the Y direction is connected to pin A1. Assume also that the bit depth is set to 10. If the command AnalogRead A0 returns a value of 511, then we know that the joystick is sitting at the halfway position in the X direction, since 511 is halfway up the range from 0 to 1023. If you were steering a car with this joystick, it would mean that we should be going straight. Now assume that the command AnalogRead A1 returns a value of 921. Dividing 921 by 1023 gives us a value of about 0.9 or 90%. This means someone is pushed forward on the joystick so that it is 90% of the way to full throttle. It turns out there's a formula we can use to convert the digital value from an ADC to an analog value it is meant to represent. You got a flavor of it from our previous example. If you take the digital value from the ADC and divide it by the highest digital value the ADC can represent, in other words, 2 to the n minus 1, where n is the bit depth, you get the percentage of the way that the digital value is from the minimum on its way to the maximum. For example, 511 is halfway from 0 to 1023, and 921 is 90% of the way from 0 to 1023. If you multiply this percentage by the size of the analog range, you can determine how far we are from the minimum analog value on the way towards the maximum. If the minimum analog value is not 0, then we will also need to add the minimum value to the result so as to bias our analog result to the correct range. Okay, that description probably needs an example. Let's say that our Arduino is measuring a temperature of an oven with an ADC using a bit depth of 12. We will use a minimum temperature of 200 degrees Fahrenheit and a maximum temperature of 500 degrees Fahrenheit. What temperature is our oven at if our ADC returns a value of 3071? Well, our analog range is 500 to 200, or 300 degrees, right? If we divide 3071 by the upper limit of our 12-bit digital value, in other words, 2 to the 12th minus 1, or 4095, we get about 0.75. That means our input is 75% of the way from 0 to 4095. Multiply this by our analog range of 300 degrees, and we get about 225 degrees. Does this mean our oven is running at 225 degrees? Nope. We forgot that our reading is actually a measurement from the bottom of our range at 200 degrees. Add 200 degrees to 225 degrees, and we see that our oven is set at 425 degrees Fahrenheit. In the next episode, we will see what happens when we read a sequence of these analog measurements for applications, such as audio recording. Until then, remember that while the scope of what makes a computer is immense, it's all just ones and zeros.